Welcome to Bedtime Safari. Imagine you're walking along a quiet street made of smooth stone. The morning air is cool, and the soft golden light of the sun spills over the tops of the buildings. You've just arrived in Paris, the capital of France, a city known around the world for its beautiful streets, elegant buildings, and peaceful parks. But Paris isn't just about museums and monuments. It's also a place full of birdsong, blooming trees, and cozy corners where people enjoy life slowly, one moment at a time. As you stroll through the city, you pass tall buildings with balconies made of black iron. Some have flower boxes bursting with red geraniums or soft pink roses. The buildings are all about 6 stories tall, with sloped gray roofs and little windows tucked under the top. These are classic Parisian apartments, and they line the streets like gentle rows of storybooks, each one full of its own quiet tales. You turn a corner and enter a small square. A cafe is just opening. The chairs are woven with red and white patterns, and the round tables are waiting for their first cups of coffee. The smell of warm bread floats out from a nearby bakery. A man in a white apron carries out a tray of fresh croissants, their flaky tops still steaming. At the cafe, someone sips a small espresso while reading a book. You hear the soft clink of a spoon in a glass. Paris wakes up slowly. Above you, birds call from the rooftops. Pigeons flutter down to search the cobblestones for crumbs, and little brown sparrows hop between the chairs. High in the trees, you might spot a magpie, its long tail flashing with hints of green and blue. The trees lining the street are plane trees, tall and graceful, with smooth bark that peels in pale patches. Their leaves form soft umbrellas over the sidewalks. You make your way toward the river, the Seine. This river winds right through the heart of Paris. Along the banks, people walk, jog, and sit with books in their laps. Boats called bateaux glide slowly across the water. Some carry tourists, others are tiny floating homes with bikes and flower pots on their decks. You walk along the stone path beside the water, pausing to watch the reflections of bridges and buildings ripple in the current. As you pass under a bridge, the light shifts, and you hear the cooing of pigeons nesting in the stone arches. Plants grow in little cracks in the wall, tiny green leaves stretching toward the sun. A duck paddles past with her ducklings in a line behind her, and a man in a straw hat tosses crumbs from the riverbank. You climb back up to street level and find yourself in a garden, the famous Jardin du Luxembourg. This park is a peaceful world of flowers, fountains, and gentle walking paths. Children sail toy boats in the central pond, using long sticks to guide them across the water. Bees buzz among the flower beds. A group of older men plays chess under the trees, their voices soft and serious. You sit on a green chair under a chestnut tree and feel the breeze brush your cheeks. It smells like lilacs and cut grass. Walking through the garden, you notice more birds, robins, blackbirds, and even the flash of a green parakeet. Yes, Paris has wild parakeets now, living in parks and nesting in tree holes. The city has become a surprising home for many creatures, not just people. Foxes are sometimes spotted in the early morning, padding silently through back streets. Bats flutter over the river at night. Even hedgehogs curl up in gardens, quietly living their tiny lives. Your walk continues past little fountains and quiet streets until you turn a corner and suddenly, there it is, the Eiffel Tower. It rises high above the trees, strong and graceful, made of iron and standing over 1,000 feet tall. Its brown color glows in the sunlight, and you can see tiny dots, people, moving slowly up the stairs or riding the elevators to the top. you sit on the grass in the Champ de Mars Park beneath the tower. Families picnic nearby and children roll down the hills. The tower hums faintly, a soft sound of wind and metal. Even here, in one of the most visited places in the world, there is still a sense of peace. Birds fly through the arches of the tower. A breeze carries the scent of crepes and roasted nuts from a nearby food cart. You close your eyes for a moment and listen to the sound of the city. Footsteps, soft voices, distant music from a violin player across the lawn. Later, you wander to a quieter part of the city. In a small alley, ivy climbs along the walls. A black cat lounges on a window ledge. You stop at a secondhand bookstore with stacks of old books and postcards in boxes outside. The owner, an older woman with glasses and gray hair tied back, gives you a kind smile as you browse. This is Paris, too, a place of stillness, of people who take their time, who notice small things, and who share their space with the birds and breezes. In the evening, the sky turns soft orange. The streetlights begin to glow, casting golden halos on the pavement. You find a small bridge and watch the lights reflect in the water. Boats glide past, their lamps twinkling like stars. Along the banks, couples sit quietly, watching the city light up. The air smells different now, warmer, with hints of food, wine, and flowers. Somewhere a saxophone plays. You pass another cafe, this one glowing with yellow light. People laugh softly, and waiters carry plates of food and tall glasses. A bird flutters overhead, then lands on a lamppost. It chirps once, then goes still, watching the street below. Paris is not just a city of buildings and history. It's a city of rhythms, of footsteps, birdsong, wind in the trees, water in the river. It's a place where people and animals move side by side, where quiet and busy live together, and where beauty grows in windowsills, parks, and even in the cracks of the sidewalk. You walk slowly now as night falls, feeling the city settle in. The pigeons find their resting places, the cafes begin to close. The Eiffel Tower lights up, sparkling for a few minutes like a sky full of stars turned upside down. You pause, take a deep breath, and listen. Paris is still awake, but calm. The city sleeps lightly, ready for another day. We hope you enjoyed exploring Paris. Be sure to tune in next week for a new adventure.